Over the past few months, there really hasn't been any positive news in the wheat markets, Kim. When are things going to change?
Well, I think they're getting pretty close to that right now. There's several positive signals out there. You look at India, during the monsoon season, they didn't get the amount of rain they normally get. It's dry there. They're talking about lower production, maybe having to import some wheat. You look at North Africa, they're reporting that it's dry in Morocco and in Egypt and some of those other countries. Lower production, that's the biggest importer, the largest importers for wheat. The Ukraine, they planted 20% less acres than last year. Russia, there was talk of lack of snow cover and maybe freeze damage. I think that was kind of marginal. Brazil, the harvest wasn't as large as they predicted, and they may be importing additional wheat. Europe shipped some wheat to Egypt recently. It had ergot in it, a fungus. Their quality may not be where it was. This week, a Canadian stocks report came out. The wheat stocks were less than expected. And the value of the U.S. dollar, you know, it went down from about 99.9 to 96.7, about a 2.2% decline. So there's a lot of positive signs out there. They're just not together yet enough to, you know, kick that price up. But I think it's on the margin now.
So speaking of all that positive stuff, we have to ask, are there still any negative potholes out there we need to watch for?
Sure, there's the big, you know, the gorilla in the room is high U.S. ending stocks, over 900 million bushels, I think 941 is what they're predicting right now. Record projected U.S. Ending stocks at 8.5 billion bushels. And just let's face it, U.S. hard red winter wheat export sales have been weak. They've been lower than expected. So there's also those big negatives hanging over our head.
What does the market look like whenever the U.S. crop comes in?
Well, right now you're watching that KC July wheat contract. It's been trading mostly from about 483 to 490, 493, something like that. About 485 now. The basis they're offering from like a minus 46 to a minus 60. So that's going to give you a forward contract for harvest delivered somewhere between 425 and 441. That's below the cost of production, but that's where we are right now.
Now, with all of that, does that change the strategies producers need to be looking at?
I think with the price below the cost of production, there's no reason to price your wheat. I think there's more upside potential than there is downside risk.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.